Howdy, Hillsborough. Y'all know what time it is and what day it is. It is Sunday. Time for Howdy, Hillsborough. My name is Alexis Bravos, and I am joined here by my new partner in crime, Victoria Pace. She is sitting in for Eric this week as he is out of town and theoretically in Irish jail. We don't really know. What's up, Victoria?
Not much. It's so good to run into you out here.
Yeah.
The Poets Walk, Air Mount, one of Hillsborough's best locations as far as the outdoors. So it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you. This is a lovely walk, and there's like no one out here today. Oh, wait. Who's that floating towards us on a cloud of good vibes? It's Kaya Wells.
Howdy, y'all.
What's up, Kaya?
Oh, not much. Just been hanging out here for a few weeks, exploring the property and getting to know the land out here.
You've been here for 2 weeks?
A few weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you like, and you're not leaving? Are you just hunting for
food? I'm not leaving, no.
Okay. What are you eating?
I found something growing.
Was it a red mushroom?
It was not red. It was more brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Was it under?
Are you sure you've been here a few weeks?
Or yeah,
is
I'm
it
certain.
Just about 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure I've been here for
okay.
a few weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Great.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to hang out with us for a little bit?
I do. That sounds great. Yeah. Let's do it. I love it.
Kaya, I know you as a musician.
Yeah.
And a massage therapist.
Yeah.
A fellow massage therapist.
Yeah.
A mentor to me.
Thank you.
But this week at Yonder, we will be reopening after being closed for a week.
That's right.
And we are reopening with open mic night on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Kaya, tell us about open mic. I've never actually been.
You've never actually been. Yeah, this is exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's a very wonderful event that happens every Tuesday. Lots of amazing music. And it's just the best open mic around. We get to hang out and everybody plays with everybody else and I play with everybody else. And this particular week, I'm going to be not playing so much and running sound, which should be an exciting thing. But it is a highlight of Hillsborough. It is my night out among other nights. And
so
it's a Tuesday.
Are you going to leave Air Mount to do this for us? I guess I should.
Well, it's the same place, so.
Oh, nice. Love that thinking.
Okay.
But, so I could, I guess. But, you know, I'll be there. I'll be running sound.
Awesome. So since I've never been, I want to know what to expect. Are there, like, I have to say, and I think I've mentioned this before on the show, that I get embarrassed for people when they're performing. Like, if I feel like it's, like, not going well.
Yeah.
Would you say that, like, have you ever had that experience at open mic? Or has it just been, like, bangers?
It's open mic.
Right.
So I've never had that experience at open mic. I think sometimes somebody comes in who's not played before, and that's a perfect place for them to do something that they don't think sounds very good or somebody else doesn't think sounds very good. So it's, you know, sometimes it's like that, and sometimes, like, real professionals come in and play, and you're like, wow, that's incredible, and everything in between. I don't get embarrassed for people because I love it when people play music.
Yeah.
And even if they're not confident or other people aren't confident in them, I'm just, like, stoked for them to be playing. Even if not everyone is enjoying it. Like, if you're not enjoying it, then just drink.
Yeah, or wait 5 minutes till the next person comes
or
on.
Wait a little bit of time. Yeah. So I've never felt that. I understand you maybe.
But it's
embarrassed
not like
people,
the gong show. Like, would you say it's like a welcoming?
It's a very welcoming environment. It's very welcoming to everybody, more so than other open mics that I've been to locally.
Okay. Interesting.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I have been to open mic a couple of times, which I'm surprised. I feel like there aren't many things that I've done that Alexis hasn't. So I'm proud of that one. But as a, I guess, patron perspective of going to the open mic, I felt the same thing that, like, everyone who was there was so supportive of the people that were playing. Everyone that was playing felt, you know, at ease and confident, and it was a really good open mic compared to other ones in the area.
Yeah.
It's just good people show up. So
yeah,
if you're listening to this and you're a good person,
come on out, even if you just want to listen. And I think the host, whoever's hosting, usually tries to do a good job at, like, making new people particularly feel comfortable, which I think is a really good thing, and I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a fair amount of, like, people who aren't playing music? Like, are there, like, is there spoken word?
There can be spoken word. There is spoken word. Usually one to two to three mm-hmm. each time, and it's kind of scattered in throughout the evening depending on when someone signs up. There have been a couple of other acts that were quite eccentric and exciting in the past, mostly things combining physical activities and music and talking. And
does it involve the removal of clothing?
Not that I've seen.
It's a different bar for that.
Yeah.
The first time, guys.
So somebody come out, show us what you got.
Alexis might be signing up for open mic.
I'm going to be bartending, but you know, I can do two things at once.
It's a mix. Mostly music, though, you know. But it's open mic. You know, what does that mean? It means that I have a microphone in front of me right now and I can do whatever I want. Pretty much.
Kaya, you're
it's
wrong.
Free country.
That's 100% untrue.
That's the thinking
well,
that got
don't,
Eric in
okay.
the Irish jail.
All right, I hear you.
Exactly. So, Kaya, you not only are you doing sound for open mic, but you mentioned you were a musician.
Yes.
What do you play?
I play a few instruments. Mandolin, guitar, and piano are the three instruments that I'm playing on a more professional basis. Many others I enjoy, but those are the instruments that I'm playing most. And mandolin right now is the one that I'm currently committed to the most and playing the most. Yeah.
And are you playing like solo? Are you with the band right now? What are you
I'm playing a lot with a band called Love and Valor, which is a really wonderful local band out of Burlington. Jesse Fox is the songwriter and lead man of the band. He's really wonderful, and I've been having a good time with them. And I also play with a band called Spring Lane, and Eric Lee Hart is a buddy of mine I play with a lot. And then I also play in an Irish band called Lagomorph Quartet, where we play a bunch of contra dances. And so I'm quite overcommitted musically, but I love it and it's so much fun and it's good stuff.
Will you define for someone who's very ignorant what a contra dance actually is?
No. Of course. A contra dance is a sort of a Irish tradition. It's kind of like square dancing, which many of you probably are more familiar with, at least what it looks like. But instead of dancing in circular patterns and sort of that, you sort of dance down a line. You have a partner and you do different moves. And instead of being sort of old-time fiddle tunes, it's Irish music. It's traditional Irish music, French-Canadian, whatever kind of stuff you want to play. So we play a lot of fiddle tunes and people, you know, anywhere from 60 to 120 people are hanging out in the room all doing the same thing. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, gosh. It's hard for me to say. I think probably 6 years now I've been playing contra dances or so, maybe a little less. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, pretty fun. A lot of good energy.
How did you get your start in music? When did that begin?
When I was very young, I started playing piano when I was six. I grew up with my dad playing guitar and singing and all these other things. So, yeah, I guess it was in the family. So I just started, yeah.
And if someone wanted to get into picking up an instrument later on in life?
I don't recommend it. I think it's too late I think everybody should be able to do that. I mean, just time. Just play it. Play a little bit every day.
I've always wanted to play guitar, but and in fact, last night I was talking about like lifelong dreams that haven't been realized yet, and that's actually like one of the highest ones on the list.
Yeah, cool.
Wow.
I've never learned how to play an instrument, particularly the guitar, and I'm so intimidated by it because like I'm so old.
I bet it's easy enough.
Guitar's not that
six
hard. You
strings,
got it.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look at that.
You're like far advanced. Yeah, we're good.
But, like, where would you start, though? Literally, like, if I was like, I want to play guitar.
You want to play guitar.
Start playing tomorrow,
where would you start?
What would I do?
I would, like, learn a couple of chords from somebody and then start listening. I learn by ear, so start listening to music. Once you learn, like, five or six chords, which is not a whole lot of work, then you can start listening to music and just learning songs. Like, I think that's the best way to do it. Find a simple song that you like and just learn it.
Okay.
And then it's honestly not that challenging if you spend, you know, 10 minutes a day on it.
Well, that is great advice from Kaya Wells, y'all. We are going to have to take a short break, and see if our one remaining sponsor will stand up for us. Kaya, do you want to answer some advice when we get back?
I would love to.
All right, y'all. We will be back very shortly with Ask Alexis.
Yeah. every weeknight at 6 p.m. 97.9 The Hill gets live and local. It's the very best of the Chapel Hill music scene, from yesterday's classics to the great songs of today.
Wanna be a stranger again.
It's live and local, the best in local music, every weekday at 6 on 97.9 The Hill. And stream us live from anywhere on chapelboro.com.
Na 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 na, na na na,
with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Howdy, Hillsboro. I am Victoria. We are joining you from 97.9 The Hill through the radio waves, but physically from the Poets Walk at Air Mount. I am here with, of course, longtime host Alexis, and we just happened to run into our good friend Kaya.
That's right.
What's up, Kaya?
I'm pretty sure a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's answer some advice questions. If you have your own advice questions, you can drop them in the pickle jar on the bar at Yonder Southern Cocktails and Brew. Just shove them right in. Just jam them in. If you want to remain more anonymous, you can put them through the portal at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro. Let's get started. Dear Alexis, when my partner and I have sex, our dog stares. Is our dog a sex fiend? I think most animals are just looking at you because they're always looking at you. And maybe you're just noticing because it's kind of creeping you out because you're having sex. My personal philosophy is to shut the bedroom door, because my dog tends to wander in at crucial moments.
What crucial moments are there during the...
During sex?
Yeah.
I can't think of one. Yeah. But we started calling Freddie the Ruiner.
Oh, no. Freddie.
Poor Freddie. So the door gets closed. What do you think, Kaya?
I think depending on the kind of sex you're having, your dog might be concerned for you.
Interesting.
And I think that's kind of why they might stare at you a lot, because they're like making sure that nothing too weird happens.
Yeah.
It's like a safe word, but it's a dog.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if a dog starts growling at you,
you should probably stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Victoria, you have a dog.
I have a dog. Yeah. I think it could be some protective vibes, but I would be less concerned with your dog's feelings about it and more concerned with just closing a door. I mean, if you're not in a studio apartment, I feel like there are ways to just make it so that you don't have to wander.
What if your dog scratches at the door? Can you ignore that? I mean, you just put music on, or are you like...
Then it's time to get that peanut butter Kong, I think. And there's something for you each to enjoy during that moment.
There you go.
Everyone gets a treat.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more quick one. Dear Alexis, what should I get my mistress for her birthday? Mistress is spelled wrong.
Oh,
I love drunk writing.
A dictionary for you.
What should I get my mistress for her birthday? Well, first of all, you probably shouldn't have a mistress. If you want to stray outside your relationship, you should probably either break up with that person or get on board with opening up your relationship. I don't know. A bottle of gin. That's what I would want if I was your mistress.
Yeah. Bottle of gin. Also, if you could get a hold of the invisibility, the cloak of invisibility from Harry Potter.
Yes.
That would, I think, be a really good gift, because then it just makes everything a whole lot easier.
Then you could have sex with your partner there and they would never know.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes that's like, you know, if you're really leaning into it, just really lean into it and just go for it.
Well, that could be advice for the dog watching.
I say, it might confuse
well.
Your dog, though.
The invisibility cloak
Does the
solves
invisibility
all problems.
Cloak go on the dog or the two people?
My preference would, I guess, be the people.
I'm thinking probably your mistress is going to be hanging out with the cloak. Anyways, I think that's probably the solution.
Okay. All right.
Gifts for the mistress is, I think it depends on the type of mistress. I mean, you could go the practical route. Everyone always needs dish soap or something like that. or you could get her a self-help book, how to get out of bad relationships, something like that. Maybe how to make something more permanent. That would be my advice, I think.
Yeah. Help her with her dating profile.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the gifts that keep on giving there.
Online dating is definitely the gift that keeps on giving. That is totally untrue, by the way. All right. Should we ask another question? Kaya? Where did Kaya go?
Oh.
He was standing right there. And he's not there anymore.
Do we think he has an invisibility cloak?
Kaya, is that you? Rustling in the leaves? That's a squirrel. That's not Kaya. I think he might have gotten involved with those brown mushrooms. What do you think, Victoria?
Wow. I mean, there was a look in his eyes and about his person that told me we wouldn't be able to keep him nailed down for too long.
Yeah,
so.
Kaya is a free spirit, and I think he just maybe floated away.
Yeah. Well, Kaya, wherever you are, best of luck.
Yeah. See you at open mic, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll miss his advice, but the two of us are good enough.
Let's move on. We can handle this. Okay. Let's see here. Let's go with a household question next. Dear Alexis, cleaning question for you. If you rinse it out after use, how often can you use a coffee mug or wine glass before you actually clean it with a dishwasher? That's an interesting question, and I feel like it's pertinent that you would ask me this because I am the dirtiest person on earth.
You're in good company.
I will use the same water glass, the same coffee cup, the same gin glass. I don't drink wine. For a while until I'm like, wait, how many days has it been? Because I'm so lazy and I don't want to do dishes and I don't use the dishwasher. But I think if you were asking a normal person, like, for instance, one of my best friends who, if you put a glass down at her house and don't drink out of it for 2 minutes and look back, it's gone.
Oh, I live with a girl like that.
She's put it in the dishwasher and you're like, okay. So there's got to be a middle ground. What do you think?
Certainly. I'm with you as far as the...
You guys, we just have to admit it. Both of our stomachs are growling right now. I don't know if you can hear it, but we're just gonna go with it. We're just gonna keep going.
Sorry, might be eating some of those mushrooms soon enough if this growling.
We've
keeps
got
up.
To find some sustenance, Victoria. We've been hiking out here for a while.
Oh man, it's starting to wear on me. But as far as I say, it gets clean every time you fill it. I don't have a dishwasher, so that means that most of the dishes in my house do not get washed. But, you know, I say just go based on looks, smell, scuff. I mean, you use a coffee cup long enough, it will start to be a little bit rank, and that's your day to...
Is there visible mold on it?
Yeah. I have, for me, I'll use, like, pint glasses in the house, and they'll start to just get a little film on the outside from fingerprints and things like that. This is very revealing.
Yeah, this is, like, we're gross.
Yeah. So, again, don't come to us for advice for this or maybe other things, but we certainly won't judge you. We would never judge a dirty glass.
I don't judge.
Yeah, so do what feels right to you, but I think if a couple of days feels right, that's a beautiful thing, and we support you.
Or when you're done, just break the glasses.
Ooh, I like that. Opa.
Opa.
It's not sustainable, but... When Exxon exists, why has it got to be down to us?
Yeah.
So with that cleaning glass advice, I might step down to the river and wash out my water bottle and maybe see if we can find a mushroom. Our cleaning advice is going south at every opportunity. This is a good time for us to take a break and regroup and see if we can track down Kaya, and we'll be back after the break.
All right, later, y'all.
It was the month of
June. How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dutchie on the left hand side.
I say,
pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and prom.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Howdy, Hillsboro. Welcome back to Howdy, Hillsboro. I am one of your hosts, Alexis Bravos, joined this week by special guest Victoria Pace.
Howdy.
And we did have our friend Kaya Wells with us. We are out here on the Poets Walk at Aramount, which is a wonderful place to walk. And we ran into our friend Kaya and had a wonderful talk with him. And then he just disappeared in the middle of answering an advice question. And we still have not found him. And I'm getting a little worried, actually.
I think if we don't see him on Tuesday at open mic, it might be time to call for alarm. But he seemed to be enjoying whatever it is he's found out here these past few weeks. And he will probably come back to us a more enlightened version of himself. Certainly dirtier.
I hope so. I wanted a dirty Kaya showing up at that dirty at that open mic on Tuesday, y'all, at Yonder. Y'all come by. Should we just keep answering advice questions?
Yeah, I think the people need more of that.
Cool. All right, here's one. Dear Alexis, where is the best place to eat on Mondays in Hillsboro? Seems like all the cool spots are closed. A lot of places are closed on Monday. I have noticed that. And actually, since COVID, a lot of my favorite places are now closed. And this isn't just in Hillsboro, but triangle-wide, they seem to all be closed Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. A lot of places are only open Wednesday through Saturday, and that is distressing to me.
Yeah.
Because those are my days off. So anyone listening, restaurateurs, owners of restaurants that I like, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Start opening on Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Monday.
Sunday night dinner, Monday night dinner.
Or Tuesday.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the weekend for some people.
Yeah, it's my weekend. So what places are open on Monday, though, that we know of in Hillsboro?
Ixtapa.
Delicious.
Yeah, love it there. Love the churros. Maybe it's just lack of access, but I feel like it's the best churro around.
Yeah. I haven't had their churros, but I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, they're very, very good. So Ixtapa, and a lovely, lovely place to sit outside, very kid-friendly.
Yes.
So if you're a family looking for a place where you can let your kids be free range while you eat dinner, Ixtapa is the place to do it.
Except for the river, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You put them on a long leash.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a good, like, 30 yards before they get to the river. So
totally.
As long as you're faster than your kid. where else? Let's see. I think a big fan favorite, the Doghouse.
Ooh. Yes.
So if you haven't been to the Doghouse, it's a little shack in the Food Lion parking lot. And
it is. No, it's before. It's after Food Lion. Yeah. It's next to the Hardee's.
No. It's in the Food Lion parking lot.
Where's the other hot dog place? There are two hot dog places then? Because there's another hot dog place next to the Hardee's. What is that place called?
I have no idea.
Listeners? Clearly, we need some education because I think you are right. That is the Doghouse.
Yes.
But there's another hot dog place. I swear to you.
All right. Well,
that's next to the Hardee's.
We might do some investigation. But if you know, if you're just yelling it at your radio right now, go to the Instagram and yell at us instead.
Yeah. Slide into our DMs with your hot dog answers for us.
Yeah.
Because nothing I love more than a good dog.
I know that's right.
So Ixtapa, the Doghouse. What else?
That's all that comes. I mean, Weaver Street Market Hot Bar. Mm. If you want,
if you're desperate.
Yeah, yeah. If you want something that's
just kidding, Weaver Street. We love you.
We do love you, Weaver Street. But sometimes it's just homemade with a triple the price tag.
Bro.
So we do. But in my most desperate times, Weaver Street has pulled through like no other place has. So yeah. we do.
We
love
count
it
on you, Weaver Street. Don't yeah. shut us out.
Yeah.
All right. But if I can't get to one of those places, I just cook something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What are your Monday go-tos if you're cooking?
My Monday go-tos. You know, I mean, sometimes on a Monday you just want to crack an egg in your mouth and be done with it. But
just a raw egg.
Just a raw. Just any
you just need
anything
that protein.
To keep this night going. But I'm vegetarian, and I have been on a big tempeh,
I believe,
kick lately of just a million different ways. So as long as I have a little bit of that, a little bit of soy sauce, the world is kind of your oyster in that sense. So that's my Monday night. It's easy. It's quick. It tastes good. It's good for you.
I have a very good recipe for tempeh sausage.
Oh, I would love to have it.
This is a little-known fact, listeners. I was a vegan, dun, 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 for 5 years. I was vegetarian for 15. And now I just eat everything because I just don't care anymore.
Really? Is it?
Ethics out the window, baby.
Nice.
I'm kidding. I try to know where my meat is coming from.
Yeah.
But tempeh sausage. I've got a good recipe. I'll share it with you.
I would love it.
It is not super healthy, though. Because it is fried in oil, but you know, it's sausage.
It's not about the health. It's about the, you know, it's probably healthy enough compared. I don't know. We were just recommending the doghouse.
It's sausage, like we say in Chicago. Okay. Do we have time for, I believe we have time for at least one more question. Let me see here. Let's see. Dear Alexis, you give such great advice and are very insightful. Thank you. My question for you is, what is the best advice you have ever received?
Wow.
I think that a lot of the advice that I received when I was pregnant with my son was not good. I think when you're pregnant, people feel like they can just tell you anything, like what they went through, or like a lot of times people will tell you horror stories about their friend's terrible labor and they almost died, or like, you know, it's things you don't want to hear while you're pregnant and about to give birth. And the best advice I got was from someone who had multiple kids, and she said she had had different experiences in her birth, birthing her different children. Like she had had a C-section, she'd given birth naturally, and, you know, really ran the gamut of possible experiences. And she said to me, just do what you think is right. If you want to get the drugs, get the drugs. If you want to stand on your head, stand on your head. Although you should never do that. Let gravity be your friend. If you want to have a water birth, do that. Like, she's like, don't let anybody tell you what to do when it comes to that. Just like, do what you think is right. And then listen to the people around you, too. Like, you know, your doctors, your doula, your midwife, your partner. But you are your best advocate. If you feel like something's going wrong, then say something. Never feel like intimidated by medical professionals. So my best advice was to not listen to anybody else's advice, basically.
So come to our advice show to be told to not listen to anyone.
Victoria, what do you think?
That's a very hard question, and I think it would probably require like looking back on my life and the decisions that I felt were good and whether or not anybody else had a hand in that. I mean, I'm sure they did, even though I always like to take all the credit. But I think the advice that has served me the most well are the things that have increased my confidence, right? Like just going for it, not being concerned with what other people are thinking or doing. You know, I mean, I feel like people say all the time that, you know, nobody's worried about what you're doing or saying because they're so worried about themselves, and you get so caught up in that. So I think the things that I am grateful for in my life have been things that I probably wouldn't have typically done, but just got a little bit of a push to do that. So I don't know if there's something that you're thinking about or hesitating on, go for it, whatever it may be.
Yeah, go for it, except for getting a mistress. Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us, Victoria.
Oh, it was so happy to be here. We are raising money for Eric's bail fund, but if it doesn't hit it, then I'll be back next week. So,
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us at Howdy Hillsboro. We will see you next week on 97.9 The Hill.
They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately.